Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
A person who doesn't acknowledge God is a fool from Scripture. Boy, most people, I'd never say that. Man, we got all of the heavens declaring the glory of God. We got all of these wonderful things, and people can't figure out if there's a God or not. How dumb can you get and still breathe? You know what? If one of these lunar landers are, let's say that they send one of these things to Mars, and if they came upon a house, if a house was on Mars and it was all covered with dust and is grown over, but there was a house and there's windows and doors, a 3-bedroom house with indoor plumbing. If they came upon something like that, how stupid would you have to be to say, well, I think that this is just a natural rock formation and that the porcelain and the doors and the windows and the roof and all of this, it just somehow or another evolved. If you found something like that on Mars, I guarantee you would say somebody, some person, some living creature has been here. Things like that don't happen. And yet that's an inanimate object that can't reproduce itself. It is not even to be put in the same category as a person, a physical body that has all of these miracles in it. And the glory. I saw a poster recently where it was a picture of the Himalayas. And it was just mountain after mountain. And it was beautiful. It was awesome. And underneath it says, what do I have to do to get your attention? God. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Night unto night shows knowledge. There is no tongue nor language that hadn't heard these words. Creation is shouting at anybody who's got any sense at all that there has to be a God. You take a blade of grass, and you know what? A blade of grass. Science, with all of its power and authority, can't produce a blade of grass. They can make something that imitates it and looks like it, but it'll never reproduce. It'll never grow. It won't produce another blade of grass, which is one of the definitions of something that is alive. You take all of man's power, and if you could create one blade of grass that could somehow or another reproduce and grow and multiply and spread, I guarantee you the scientific community would be screaming and shouting from the housetops that we have created life. With all of our ability, we can't do that. And yet you look out and there's billions and billions and billions of blades of grass. A blade of grass ought to tell a person that there's a God, if they aren't hard-hearted. It's foolish that people can't know that there's a God. If they don't know that there's a God, brothers and sisters, you need to wake up. We have a revelation that the world needs. You have things that the world needs, and you need to go out and quit magnifying your lack and inadequacies and quit saying things like, well, I'm only human, and what makes my opinion better than anybody else? You're going to heaven. They're going to hell. Your opinion is better than theirs. Amen. And there's a lot of people, there's probably a lot of Christians in this room who will sit there and be critical because I say stuff like that. And that's the very reason that you aren't salt and light, because you don't think you have anything to offer. And so you sit there and you allow people to speak things that you know are wrong according to the Scripture. It's not the right representation of God, and you don't say anything because you aren't confident that your opinion is better than theirs. I'm not sitting here and saying that in the natural I'm better than anybody else, but I can guarantee you I'm born again and my opinion of God is better than a person that doesn't know God. I had an atheist come into one of my Bible studies in Vietnam, and he was a Princeton graduate, and he started raising these theological issues that, man, I just don't go there. I was talking to this preacher last week, and this preacher says, now, I'm an Armenian, and I'm this. And he had a system of theology over here, and I believe in the omniscience, and he was using words that I don't even know what they were. And he was telling me about, this is what he is. And he says, what are you? And I said, I don't even know what this stuff is. I said, I don't have a system of theology over here outside of the Bible that I've embraced, and this is who I am. I said, I just believe whatever this says. I said, I don't have something over here that I go to the Word and try and find something that will fit this. I said, whatever this says, this is what I believe. And I don't know if that's Calvinist or Arminian. I don't know if I'm omniscient or I don't know all of those words. I just know that this is what I believe. And he was just shocked, like, you don't have a position on this? And I said, no, I don't care. We don't teach theology in our Bible college. We teach the Bible. Amen. There's a difference. I forgot why I got off on that. But anyway, these people were trying to meet the needs, but they were just focused on what they didn't have, and they were thinking about what they didn't have. But they had the blessing of God. God had blessed what they put in their hand, and they could go out and feed 800 to 1,000 people because Jesus had blessed it. You've been blessed by God. You've been commanded to go. And if you would go, and if you would walk up to the person who's dying of cancer and say, I can heal that in the name of Jesus. Some of you are like, don't ever say that you could heal. It's not you, it's God. Well, in Acts chapter 3, they saw the man at the gate of the temple and they said, silver and gold have I none. Some people teach, see, they were in poverty. This prosperity gospel doesn't work. That just means that they left their wallet at home. They didn't have any money with them. I don't have any money on me, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they never even prayed a prayer. They didn't even ask God to heal the man. They said, such as I have, give I unto thee. And they just reached down and grabbed him and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle received strength. And he went walking and leaping and praising God. And he was healed. They didn't pray. They didn't ask. They took the authority and said, such as I have, give I unto thee. It is not your power. It's God's power. But it's in you. And it's at your disposal. And see, the church by and large is saying, oh God, we are nothing, we have nothing, we can do nothing, but we believe that you can do all things. Would you stretch forth your mighty hand? Please, pretty please, if it be your will, would you heal this person? And we know that you probably aren't going to answer my prayer, so I'm going to go and get a prayer chain and 100,000 people and 50 churches praying, and we're going to put so much pressure on you that you'll have to move. And that's the way that the church is approaching healing. Man, the Bible says that God gave you this power. And he said, you speak unto your mountain. You command this mountain to be removed. Don't talk to God about your mountain. Talk to your mountain about God. Take your authority and tell people. Brothers and sisters, you have the power of God on the inside of you. It is not out there. And the demons aren't blocking your prayers from getting through to God. This is one of the fallacies that's in the body of Christ, that, oh, the demons are blocking. We got to clear a hole in the heavens so that our prayers can get up past the demons to God. You don't need your prayers to get above the ceiling. You don't need your prayers to get above your nose. That's the reason you bow your head when you pray, so you can look at God. You say, Father, God's right here on the inside. He's not out there somewhere. This whole concept, the way the church functions, is the reason that we aren't effective. God gave you power. And you got it on the inside of you. Now, you got a choice. Are you going to approach your situation like, God, I am nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. Would you please move? If you do that, you'll get nothing. But if you would find out who you are in Christ and stand in who you are in Christ, you could see supernatural power. You could see blind eyes open, deaf ears open. You could see people's lives changed. You could see finances come. You could see people set free from depression and things. And you could be a testimony that would draw people to God. Instead of like Gandhi. Gandhi said, I would have been a Christian if I hadn't have met one. And that man who was convinced that Jesus was God and went to a Presbyterian church to make a profession of faith wasn't allowed in the church because he was black. And he said, I would have been a Christian if I hadn't met one. And he went and led India to independence and 750 million people into pagan worship because Christians didn't represent God right. There's nothing wrong with God. It's just the representations that he has. These people were supposed to go out and meet the needs of people, and they ultimately did. But here, you know, believe it or not, I'm just now getting to where I was wanting to go. In Mark chapter 6, verse 41, it says, talking about Jesus, when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed. You know, this is subtle, and sometimes people miss this. But you know, this word looked up isn't talking about that he raised his head. Now, he may have done that, but that's not what this is talking about. The Greek word that is used here is a compound Greek word, and it's two words, ana, blepo. And ana means again or return. And the word blepo means to watch. And it is specifically talking about seeing something, but seeing it twice or seeing it again is the point that it's being made. This same word 15 times in the New Testament was translated received sight. It was used 3 times in Acts chapter 9 where Paul, you know, he had gone blind and the Lord told Ananias to go and he will receive his sight, talking about get sight again. And then Ananias laid hands on him and scales fell from his eyes and he received sight. He saw again. This word is always talking about seeing again. It's talking about looking twice. And so here's the significance of what I'm trying to say. Jesus had nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And according to the natural realm, that's not enough for 10,000 or 15,000 people. But Jesus looked up. He saw twice. He saw beyond the natural realm and he saw into the spiritual realm. And he realized that all things are possible in him that was believed. When it says that he looked up, he did more than lift his head. What he was doing, he was seeing with his heart. He was looking past the limitations in the natural realm and he was seeing the power that was available to him as the Son of God. And because of that, he was able to bless this food and multiply it and feed a multitude and a great miracle happened.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT26 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministry for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.